Alyssa Aronson stared intently at the digital clock on the bottom of her television screen, feeling a mix of emotions, including hope, anxiety, and curiosity. But mostly she felt like an idiot, a pathetic idiot. Internet dating. Had it really come to this? A part of her knew that internet dating was actually far superior to how dating had been done throughout much of modern history. Through random chance meetings, fix-ups, and the bar scene and party circuit. This was more scientific, more capable of actually matching people based on their interests and personalities. And there was no stigma to it. It was the internet age, and everyone was doing it. But even though she knew all of this intellectually, still, at an emotional level, it smacked somehow of desperation. On the other hand, she had realized recently that she was desperate. Yes, she was still only 28, but her genes had kicked into gear lately, and she had become more concerned with entering a relationship than ever. She used to roll her eyes when the phrase biological clock was used, but just because she was an expert in human behavior and motivation didn't mean she could circumvent the impulses hardwired into her. One could possess the most incredible combination of superior genes in the history of humanity, but if one was unsuccessful at mating, these superior genes died with their owner. Alternatively, if someone was good at finding mates and reproducing, and absolutely nothing else, his or her inferior genes would survive. So if genes needed to ensure that sex, and in some cases the insatiable drive for it, were so interwoven into the fabric of the psyche that mating could not be ignored, and was even critical for proper mental health and bodily functioning, they would do so. And if genes needed to take over the mind, force one to pursue the opposite sex almost against one's will, or destroy all rationality, which, after all, a potent chemical potion released into the bloodstream after sex helped to ensure would happen during romantic love, they would do so with single-minded ruthlessness. Alyssa was broken from her reverie by a polite, almost tentative rap at her door. She glanced at the screen, which read 11:30 exactly. When Theo Grant says he'll pick you up on Saturday at 11:30, he means Saturday at 11:30. She took one last glance at the hallway mirror. She didn't know why, since she was pretty sure the mirror would show her the same image it had shown her 30 seconds earlier. She gazed upon a woman with a light complexion and perfect skin, who was only 5'4" in height but refused to wear heels, believing these were torture devices invented during the Dark Ages. Her clothing was simple and tasteful, and she wore minimal jewelry and makeup. She was fit and had curves in all the right places, with shoulder-length, brownish-blonde hair, and a face that was feminine, and of course well above average, if she did say so herself. She grinned as this thought flashed through her mind. It was a recurring joke she had with herself. She was well steeped in the data behind what many called the Lake Wobegon effect, named after the fictional town popularized by Garrison Keillor. According to Keillor, this was a town where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average. While tongue-in-cheek, this statement was more insightful even than Keillor may have realized, as numerous studies had since documented that humans had a clear tendency to overestimate themselves on almost every dimension. Ask a group of people if they were below average, average, or above average on anything, driving skills, productivity, intelligence, parenting, and so on, and 70 to 90% were convinced they were above average. So people were obviously good at fooling themselves, especially when it came to their own greatness. Thinking about this never failed to crack her up. But this shouldn't surprise her, because after all, she possessed a sense of humor that was, well, above average. Alyssa took a deep breath, patted her pockets to feel the reassuring presence of pepper spray in one and a small stun gun in the other, and opened her front door.